A railroad bridge in the Schenectady County town of Glenville has had another run-in with a truck. Officials are renewing calls for something to be done to prevent further collisions. When driving out of the town of Glenville, past the traffic circle and up Glen Ridge Road toward Clifton Park, you'll see it, a railroad bridge with a clearance of 10 feet 11 inches. Although the height of the bridge is clearly marked by signage, you may also notice scrapes or a bent sign. That's because trucks passing underneath have struck the bridge more than 50 times over the years, including earlier this week. Republican State Senator Jim Tedisco, who says he drives under the bridge daily, has seen trucks stuck under it three times.
So we've got to do something and either raise it, reduce the level of the road below it, or maybe we need some specialized signage there. But we can't continue to have these types of accidents take place because we're endangering the lives of people.
But that's an issue. The road under the bridge can't easily be lowered because of a nearby stream. The tracks above are owned by a private company, Canadian Pacific. In 2013, the New York State Department of Transportation completed roadway improvement work along Glen Ridge Road. The traffic circle was completed, and the underpass under the bridge, as well as another just up the road, was widened for vehicles to pass more easily. But the collisions continued. Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketzley estimates that 56 strikes have cost the town about $50,000.
But what we didn't add in there was any need for overtime, which we know happens when these things occur. And we were kind of just looking at just the strikes, not the 90 turnarounds that we still had to go and assist.
Meaning first responders are still utilized to control traffic when trucks must turn around on the narrow road. Ketzley also has a theory that it could be GPS that is causing drivers to strike the bridge.
So we do actually believe that a lot of it is GPS driven because it seems to be mostly the amateur driver hitting the bridge. It's not the professional driver as much.
That may be because professional drivers often use a commercial GPS system that warns of low bridges. Ketzley and Tedisco have written to the State Department of Transportation requesting new signage to discourage trucks from passing beneath the bridge. They say it's time for the state and the railway to fix the issue. Brian Vigiani, a spokesman for DOT, replied to a request for comment via email, saying, quote, "The safety of the traveling public is a top priority of the New York State Department of Transportation, and we take the issue of bridge strikes very seriously. We will review the concerns raised by the senator and town supervisor," end quote. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.